Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Titus chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. The Reverend Sean Danzer is preaching. The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Titus, the second chapter. But as for you, teach what accords with sound doctrine. Older men are to be sober-minded, dignified, self-controlled, sound in faith, in love, and in steadfastness. Older women likewise are to be reverent in behavior, not slanderers or slaves to much wine. They are to teach what is good, and so train the young women to love their husbands and children, to be self-controlled, pure, working at home, kind and submissive to their own husbands, that the word of God may not be reviled. Likewise, urge the younger men to be self-controlled. Show yourself in all respects to be a model of good works, and in your teaching show integrity, dignity, and sound speech that cannot be condemned, so that an opponent may be put to shame, having nothing evil to say about us. Bondservants are to be submissive to their own masters in everything. They are to be well-pleasing, not argumentative, not pilfering, but showing all good faith so that in everything they may adorn the doctrine of God our Savior. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
When Advent ends and we come to Christmas midnight, we will hear that the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age, waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness and to purify for himself a people for his own possession who are zealous for good works. It is not as familiar among us to say that the grace of God trains us for anything. We're very accustomed to say that the grace of God brings salvation for all people and that Christ redeems us. The graciousness of God, that is, his free and undeserved kindness toward us, is bound up with the word salvation for good reason, because we are rescued. A rescue is different than climbing out of a hole yourself. It is different than paying your own way. Salvation appeared. Jesus appeared. And when he did, his grace was not received by all, because many do not believe they even need a rescue. And so it is still today. Not for lack of evidence or lack of notice, but for their own willful suppression of the truth, many have no wonder about their justification before God. So as with John the Baptist, as with the Epistle to the Romans, as with the wisdom of this season of Advent, instituted, by the way, long before Luther's articulation of the law and the gospel, the wrath of God is revealed against every kind of ungodliness, and it must be, if there is to be any hope that a self-satisfied sinner will stoop so low as to be rescued. But only in my 13th year of ministry have I begun to understand why Luther preached faith and love far more than he preached law and then gospel. Truly, this is how the scriptures speak. Truly, the grace of God, which brings salvation through the redemption in Christ Jesus, trains us who believe it, and it disciplines us for love and good works. And it does this, as the text says, in the way that a father brings a child into maturity. The sound doctrine of God our Savior excludes our works from meriting favor or immortality or blessing. We are rescued, and that graciously. And what accords with that is godliness and good works. What accords with faith is love.
Indeed, love and good works are itself part of the sound doctrine which is to be preached, so that the living and the loving of Christians may adorn the doctrine of their Savior. And only faith can ever be fruitful in such love. It's time for this biblical way of speaking, faith and love, to return to our lips. The pastoral epistles instruct preachers. Who would have imagined that? And they urge us to do this very thing. First, Paul writes in today's passage, outlining various stations in life in relation to one another, rebuking what is discordant, exhorting to love and good works which do accord with sound doctrine. For, Paul says, the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation and training us to live in such a way. We await Christ's second advent and appearing. We await the very one who has redeemed us from our sins, rescued us from lawlessness and futility to become his own, zealous for love and for good works. And so just as he began, teach these things, he ends, declare these things, exhort and rebuke with all authority, let no one disregard you. Well, what then is declared in our scripture today? It is something for every Christian person, and not only as regards behaviors, but also duties toward one another. What older men or women grow in and cultivate in themselves is not chiefly for their own merit. We should know that. I do not live for my legacy. I am not here to make an abstract difference or to bring about global change. I am rescued to cultivate a life of love and good works, to teach by example those Christians who follow after and with me. And this is pleasing in the sight of God our Father. How excellent also that this passage is not only for husbands and wives with their children, but it is written to us for the relationship of every Christian, each one toward another. And here we have a grid of just a few universal vocations in which you can find yourself, man or woman, young or old. A servant, which in this case is enough, seeing that one is our master, even Christ. Here is the passage for whenever it is we want to find something for people to do, or we are more often tempted to invent something to involve them in the church. God's already called us to real responsibilities and real life. And this is far better than the now very tired attempts to turn everyone into a minister, or on the other hand, to fear that maybe laymen will try to do something. Rather, we all wish to grow in faith and love as the scriptures teach us. Sound doctrine about the grace of God through Christ our Savior creates faith, and faith acts in love. It trains us to accord with him, and it matures us. It matures us not only by the public preaching of ministers, but also by the constant teaching of one generation to the next. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.